In light of privacy rules to protect school children and their families, there's only so much that teachers can know about or do for at-risk children. Former teacher and Cognoscenti commentator Ann Richardson learned this painful lesson a decade ago.
The classroom phone rang. My fifth graders welcomed the interruption. I wedged my body halfway out the door for privacy. Down the line came the directive to ready a student, who I will call Stephen, for immediate transfer into foster care. Does he know? Why weren't we given more notice? I asked. I looked at Stephen, just 10 years old. He sat low in his chair, his blonde hair shaggy, fingernails dirty, basketball shoes unlaced. He was one of the kids who never came to school with his homework done, or his permission slip signed, or with breakfast in his belly. What would happen to him now? Class ended. While Stephen ate lunch in the cafeteria, I grabbed some new paperbacks from the class bookshelf, wrapped them in bright tissue paper, and scribbled what I hoped would be an encouraging note. After lunch, Stephen was sent back to me. Accustomed to trauma, he knew something big, but not good, was about to happen. With forced cheer, I told Stephen that he was going to meet some people who would take care of him. Does my mom know? She would never let me go. Why can't I stay here with you? It went on like that, his persistent questions and my best attempts to answer them. Together we packed his backpack. I told him to look inside later. I've left a little present in there for you. And then we walked to the lobby, and Stephen was gone. I've wondered about Stephen ever since. I never managed to find out where he ended up that day. Then recently, I opened the newspaper, and there he was, in the police report. Now 19, Stephen had been arrested and charged with domestic violence. He's a man now, a delinquent in the eyes of the law. But in my mind, he remains a young boy at risk. And I will always regret not being able to shield him from a life of violence and sorrow.
Ann Richardson now owns a North Shore marketing firm and is a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Read her essay and many others at WBUR.org.